Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no goes based on the data you have printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're yelling, fine.
Okay, retro, go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go. Jinsei,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Hey, everybody. It's a Wednesday night, and I just got that hankering to do a show. Had a little extra energy here and decided to, you know, pop in and, you know, pull an hour out there, and maybe I might even do 90 minutes if I get talked into it. Had nobody lined up for readings tonight, so I'm just going to be watching the chat room and see, and also the dial-in lines. The number is 646-478-0377. Just had the opportunity to listen in for the first time, pretty much for a full time, on another host's show. I won't say who. And I heard things like saying Bigfoot isn't real and all sorts of interesting things, and I was going, wow, it's a different universe out there. A lot of different opinions, and I think that's cool. Anyway, yep, there's hankering out there. It's hankering. Anyway, so I am finding great humor in the world today. And also, I just wanted to take a moment, too, and talk a little bit about friendship. Friendship's a big thing these days. And there's a lot going on out there that, and you know, with this Mercury retrograde, people are getting kind of strange. And, you know, May 11th can't show up fast enough for me. I don't know, but I'll tell you, there's all sorts of strange things afoot out there. And the only thing I can just say is just have a lot of patience with each other out there. I think that's going to be a big thing to do. Look at people and walk up and, you know, if you can't say anything, just walk up to somebody and say, hey, I love you, man. I love you, man. So, I like that in Dick Van Dyke show. Oh, Rob. I always like how she said that. Anyway, hey, looks like we got a few of the regulars. And let's see, we got Kathy from Kathy's Distant Echoes. Got this disgruntled Dan. He's like a regular crew member now. Dan, you're on the crew. Okay, you keep showing up. I'll get you some money. And we'll pay you to do stuff all over the GRI ship here. So just keep showing up. Domenica's here, and she's a sweetheart. And we've got guest 8048. You are from France. We have Michelle 78 is here. Good to see you again, my dear. Paranormal Guys. Those guys have a great show. And, you know, definitely give them a listen. They've covered a lot of interesting topics. And I've been catching them on archives. So, yes, I've been listening to you guys. And we have Pamela M. here. Good to see you, Pamela. Pamela, I can't even speak. Hello, I cannot speak. We have Quinny is here. Quinny tilde AP. And is it like, I don't know what the AP stands for. I've never really questioned that. I've never questioned what the AP stands for. Are you like an AP News, Newswire type reporter or something? And we have Rob with his characteristic little tick mark at the end there. So Pamela is also signed up on the crew. Yes, you're part of the crew now. You will be doing all sorts of things in the engine room. That's it. Just watch the dials and turn on the speaker and enjoy what we do. Anyway, so I am looking at Quinny. Go ahead and say it, John. Quinny Apu. I said it. But you can call me Johnny Poo if you want. You know, so if you get on the show, if I'll tell you what, I'll watch for your show. I'll sign on, and you can call me Johnny Poo, okay? So, yes, Pamela, you're on the crew. And Michelle's on the crew. And pretty much everybody, you guys are on the crew. So just go find stuff to do on a ship, and I'll just keep looking ahead as captain and appearing to be knowing what I'm doing. Old Crow is here, and I just did some interesting work with her this week, and a real sweetheart of a lady, and just good to see her around. So let's see, Johnny Poo, yuck. Just call me JP. Hey, JP. So anyway, if you do want to call in for a reading, great. If not, I'm going to just go ahead and jump into it and see what comes in. Let me think here what's going on. The other thing, too, actually, you know what? I should pull this up. It'd be kind of fun just to do it. Let me see if I can find this. I've got the My BTR. On my show page, I had one of my blogs that I wrote, and if you guys haven't seen it, it's pretty. I've been studying, you know, with regard to all the stuff we talk about with history and things like that. I have been studying. Pamela, if you want a reading, call in. Affinity Paranormal. Oh, that's what AP stands for. Affinity Paranormal. Well, now I know. I didn't know you were a paranormal researcher, Quinny. I learn something new every day. Yes, and we got to hunt together one of these days. One day I'm going to figure out how to find you. Anyway, I just lost track of what I said. Oh, history. Ben Franklin is somebody I've been studying. And with some recent events of late, I chose to I remembered there was a chapter in this book I'm reading about Ben Franklin and about trying to please everybody. And Michelle B. is posting the 99 number. Oh, is this okay? I'll go ahead and do that. Anyway, it was an interesting tale by Mr. Franklin about these two guys that were father and son were taking a donkey for sale, and in the old vernacular they used the word ass for a donkey, and you know, they were taking it to be sold, and everybody they saw on the road stopped to comment about how screwed up they were, because one or the other would be riding the donkey, and at the very end, when the two of them gave up because they were trying to please everybody, the last guy walks up and says, why aren't one of you or both of you riding on the ass? After all, that's what you're supposed to be doing with it, you idiots. And call, you know. So it finally the father turns to the son and says, son, when we get to the next bridge, let's just throw the donkey over it and not be troubled with it, because we can't seem to please anybody. And so it just sort of, and Ben Franklin's comment at the end of this was that he, as a lowly printer, because he was a newspaper man in those days, and printer of, you know, he actually ran a print shop, was of similar temperament, but he resolved that he would not pay so much attention to try to please everyone. He would instead continue on, and he would not melt his presses, you know, his type down and burn his presses in despair over not pleasing everybody, which I found to be interesting. So I resolve to all of you out there in our faithful audience that I will endeavor to try to be as agreeable as possible, but I probably will not please everyone. So that said, we got callers coming in. See, I knew if I just gabbed on a bit, I'd get you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and pop up this MySpace thing that I see. I have a picture. Oh, we have a lady there with a stole on and all sorts of things. I think if you want to pop that. Okay, I see the 99 number. I got it. I was wondering what that 99 thing meant. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get the paper ready. And so you've got the FM all set. Hey, I am like on top of it today, man. This is cool. All right, let's go ahead and get this show on the road. So 99 number, I'm going to go ahead and pull you in. And then I see 386 out there. So I will bring you in. And there we go. Michelle, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, hello.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear
hello?
You.
Hello? Oh.
Yeah, I can. I got you.
I'm gullible, so we can't do that.
I'm sorry. Anyway, do you want me to post that link in the chat room so everybody can see, so they can concentrate on? There we go. Good.
That
okay, we
posted.
Got. All right, and I just got. By the way, before we start, I just want to let everybody know I got the confirmation from my friends at Siliron with the random number unit that I bought that should be able to detect possibly you guys actually focusing your energies. They just shipped it out, so it was a little bit late getting out to me, but we should have it for next week's show. So I'll be able to go out and do some, do some testing of it before we get familiar with all the controls, and then we'll actually integrate that into the show, and we'll even post graphs and things and all kinds of interesting stuff. So I just wanted to say that before we get started. But anyway, Michelle, let me go ahead and fire up the Audacity.
Well, just for Rob, real quick, howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all. Howdy, y'all.
He's all of. He thinks I'm going to let the Texas accent out, but I'm trying very hard not to.
I'm from Texas. I actually was born in Texas. I was born at William F. Beaumont Hospital in Fort Bliss, Texas. And dad was Army. Yeah, so I'm.
My older brother was born at Darnell Army Base in Fort Hood.
All right.
I got born in Bryan College Station, so go Aggies. Whoop.
All right. Well, Texas is a great state, and it's a great place to be from, and the people have always been really nice to me when I've been through there. So, I'm going to get back there one of these. I've actually wanted to spend some time in El Paso, but I've heard of a lot of trouble on the border and stuff, and I don't know. I'm going to think about it. Maybe wait for things to calm down a bit out there. But
it's not as bad in El Paso as you would think. I've spent a lot of time there with friends, and sometimes there is, but it's not as bad as what the media lets it out to be.
Oh, okay. Well, I keep forgetting they make their money on just scaring the hell out of everybody. Let's see. I got everything all set. Let me just do a quick check recording and fire a couple things up. Okay, testing 1, 2, 3, and stop that. Okay, testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, looks like we're good. All right, so you got your questions ready, and you know the drill, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do the 5 count, and then you'll do your question, and then wait for me to say next, and then we'll just we'll limit it to 2 since we're going to be kind of a short night, and just go forward. So have your 2 questions
okay.
Ready. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Should I be happy for Grandpa?
Okay, next.
Are you proud of me?
Okay, I ended it there. I gave you a little extra on that because I already kind of know they're proud of you.
there's a couple of reasons behind that question.
Yeah, I just got the feeling that they were like, oh, yeah, we're proud of you. What are you talking about? But then I also thought, there's like what I sensed was there was more of a message there to give you that. So I let it go a little bit extra there. And let's see. Let me go ahead and run these. And now you've got to tell us the story about some of that while we're doing this here.
Okay, the first question. Yeah. First question is, my grandfather remarried. That's my grandmother. And he remarried, and she is not among my favorite people, because that picture that I actually have posted, he used to keep that picture beside him and would not go to sleep without, you know, looking at that picture. And it was the first thing he looked at every morning. And she flat out told my grandpa he was not going to be in her house with anything that reminded him of his ex-wife. She's not his ex-wife. They're not divorced. She passed away. Did not get a divorce. So that was kind of a bad juju on my part. I'm like, no, see, I don't like you off of that. So, and the second question was, when she passed away, I was married to someone else, and she had actually wanted me, one of the last things she asked before she passed away of me was to try to work it out with him, and it didn't work out, and now I'm married to someone else. So.
Wow.
She's actually figuring things behind both questions.
That's like a, you know, so you and her just didn't get along, right? I mean, it was just...
Oh, no. My grandmother was my best friend.
Oh, you did get along. Okay,
Oh, yes, yes. And that's why I don't like my grandpa's new wife, because he said what he did about my grandmother. And she's like, you can't have anything that reminds you of your ex-wife in my house. And I'm like, not his ex-wife. She passed away.
You know, it's funny. That happened to my grandfather. He was married to a woman that his second wife after my grandmother passed away. And she did the same thing. And she actually took a bunch of his things and threw them in the garbage can. And he was starting to fail. And he's still alive, but believe it or not, he's 96, 97. And he was still alive, but just starting to get kind of, he's starting to fail a bit. And it was like she just took over and took his old life away and denied this other woman had been there. And I don't know what that is with people. I just don't get that. That does not make sense to me, why somebody would do that.
It's like there's a
it's like really threatening to them to have that reminder in the house. And I just think it's terrible. You know,
what really gets me is she's allowed to have pictures of her first husband, the one that passed away, around her house. But my grandfather can't have anything about my grandma.
Well, that's total insecurity at work right there. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's just real insecure and thinks that eliminating even the memory will somehow do that. And, it's just sad and mistaken. So, you really just have to feel sorry. I mean, that's kind of what I felt. But what was funny was everybody was up in arms, and then this second wife, she died too. And it was just like out of the blue. She got sick, and that was the end of that. And he was alone again. And after that, he stayed single, but he was just he was already getting pretty confused. So now he's living with one of my aunts, and boy. But, I mean, this situation is still going on with your grandfather, right? I mean.
Kind of, yeah. But he's an 87-year-old man that basically could pass for 50-something. He's very spry and very active and, yeah. She was just diagnosed with cancer. His new wife was. But they took care of that, so.
Well, I just get the feeling he's, there's so much a guy's going to put up with, and then he's going to kind of go, I don't think I'm gonna get into this. I think that's going to change. Trust me. He seems like he's got a bit of an independent streak in him, and I think he's going to be.
Oh well, yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's about to change. That'd be my just read on it. So, it's real common for that to happen, though, with people. And even in my own marriage, I had that kind of thing where a lot of, my old girlfriend's pictures all suddenly disappeared. I lost all my old girlfriend's pictures. And it wasn't like
did that for my husband, he'd have no pictures at all left anymore. But we grew up together, me and my husband. I mean, we know all the same people anyway, so.
Yeah. I don't know, but you know, it's just it just I think it's insecurity is mainly driving this woman. But honestly, boy, I feel for him. He's just I think the thing will change if he's that spry and he's that young and full of energy. I don't think there's gonna be any stopping him. So, and I'm just sitting here, and how he's in his 80s and he's still popping around like that.
Oh yeah,
huh?
Oh yeah. Even after two knee replacements.
Oh my God.
He got run over by, and this is really redneck here. He got run over by a John Deere. Crushed his left leg and his right ankle. They told him he wouldn't walk without anything for a year, and 6 months later he's walking without crutches or anything.
Oh my God. Well, I've got let's see, I've almost got this noise. This and this is again a big circle thing we got going on because right channel bias again, which I still to this day just don't get how they do this. I mean, it's like I'd love to see whatever equipment they're using because they do some really great work. And I'm just getting that feeling I better say hi to Debbie Caruso because she's like suddenly on my mind and I don't know. She's probably like up there going, John, just ready. That's what she's doing. I think that's what she's saying. Do the reading. Come on. We're working hard here. I can just feel her laughing at me right now. She's thinking this. She's being smart. But she's being, got you, Debbie. Okay. Noise removal. One more here. Okay. I think we got it. And I tell you what, we'll run a little extension on the show, too. I'll take it up to 90 minutes. That way we make sure we get everybody taken care of. So, just letting this do, you know, and it's funny, I'm not paying too much attention to the chat room. I see you guys talking out there and just wanted you guys to know I do see stuff happening. So, okay, here we go. I think we got enough for a start. And let me just do a check on the first one to see what we have. Okay, that actually is pretty good. I might just do one more pass. Just to be safe, because that one I really had to work at. And I'm just going to do it if I don't like it. In fact, okay, so your questions were short and to the point and direct. And
yeah.
like, okay, are you proud of me? Okay, yeah, all right. Let's see. So the
I've had a couple weeks to think about it.
Yeah, okay.
Should I be happy for Grandpa?
Okay. There you go.
Oh, God, I do sound like a Texan.
I don't think you sound Texan. Hell. I sound Texan. I'm from El Paso. Okay. I got some paste pecan sauce here. you're going to get me. Okay, two seconds to four seconds. Here we go. Okay, that's easy. Your grandma loves you. So she's making it absolutely clear that she cares about you. Okay. And,
okay, now we'll cry.
What's that?
I might cry.
Well, she's like just right onto it. And here's there's a loud spike in this one. And I'm going to just see what we get. Here we go. 4, 2, 6.5. Okay, it's either that screechy thing you hear is saying either mm-hmm. Kevin or heaven, and I'm not sure which, Kevin or heaven, and so I have a feeling it's probably heaven, so they're definitely, I don't know why that one word, but it's definitely there. 6 seconds to 8 seconds, here we go. Yes, they're happy. Yes, they're happy. That's what it's saying. And so let me see. Well, but let me get the rest of it. So we'll see what's going on. It's not always a full story when you get a little clip there. So let's see. We get 8 to 10. Okay, Dan's hoping she's peaceful. So I think what it's happening is he's kind of letting it. He's being patient, is what I get in this. So he's not happy with it, but he's being patient. So he's happy with her, but this little thing that is going on, he's going to just address it in his own way. He's not dumb. He's a smart guy. So 10 to 12 seconds. Here we go. Okay, I'm having trouble with the first part. It's a very strange. I've never heard that in an EVP reading before. But the last part's pretty clear. Then he walks, and I get the feeling that this is like he'll give it his best shot with this. Something about then he walks. So if this doesn't resolve itself, it sounds like it's a stressor for the relationship. I don't know. I mean, but. Then he walks. It's kind of interesting. Let me keep going here and see what we keep getting here. Okay, we're almost to the end of this one. And let's take it to 12 to 14.5. Here we go. There's something here about his money, and I can't quite tell what it says she and then something his money, and I can't quite make sense of it. So I don't know what that is, but I'll try to make sense of it here a little later. Sure. Let's do 14.5 to 17. Here we go. He sounds like he's a really reasonable guy. That's the thing that I get. Is he like that? Is he pretty just a real... like pretty reasonable person?
Yeah.
Yeah, almost to a fault.
Yeah, sometimes. And he's very playful too, though.
He's what?
He's very playful too, though.
Yeah, well, I think he's probably too patient. That would be my word. 14.5 to 17, here we go. Okay, I'm getting the first part, tease her, but then this last part, I'm going to amplify it just slightly. I want to see Let's tease her. Okay, I got it. He's too patient. Tease her. He's too patient. That's what Scene said. It's
Jesus,
like
if I teased her, my mom would smack me upside the back of the head.
I think it should. It's worth it. Trust me.
Probably.
One text into another. It's worth it. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Okay, next.
Okay, next.
Whoops, that's me. Oh, I did my own. Hey, that rhymed. I did my own EVP. Let's see. Let me just check something real quick. 28 minutes. Tell you what, I am going to extend the show just to be safe and make sure we got everybody covered here. So let me pull up the... Yeah, I was just going to get the blog. Yeah, it's going really quick. These hours go by quick, guys.
They do.
Okay. And that's it. Add episode. And edit this one. Almost got it there, guys. Just want you to know I'm on top of this. I was looking at the clock going, oh, it's going quick. Okay. Here we go. And I will hit the submit, and I think we should have any second now. You guys will see the magic of the extension there. Yeah, I think we're good. All right, and let's see. Let's continue on here. You asked the second question about being proud.
Are you proud of me?
Okay, so, and it's still a refresh. I just want to be sure we did get the extension. It should have. Well, that didn't take. What are you doing?
It's still saying 28 minutes on mine.
Let me just double check that. All right, that did it. It just didn't submit quite right. Okay, so let's go ahead and play that.
Are you proud of me?
Oh, yes, I'm proud of you very much. Yeah. Okay, let's do, see, this is the proud question. And so I'm putting that down. And it's going to be 21 to 24. Here we go. Okay, it took me a minute there. I miss, period. It was untrue. So I think it's saying, you know, this is being said, it's, you know, it. And I think the part that's missing is I miss you. It was untrue, which I don't know what that's about. So have you got any light on that?
It could be that my first marriage, or that marriage at the time was untrue.
Okay.
He wasn't true to me in the senses that you should be true to someone in a marriage. And she did not know that at the time.
Be darned.
Because she was, when I found out, she was on a downhill slide already, and I didn't want to say that to her. Because up until then, you know, she adored him. So.
Well, I think that that was like right on the, just the first things out, like when they do that and they don't quite answer it directly. They're kind of dancing around, but let's see. I think that it'll get answered in here. Let's just see what we get next here. 24 to 26 and a half. Here we go. That's easy. You realize you loved him. Yeah. I mean, that's dead, very clear. I mean, there's no mistaking what was being said there. You realized you loved him. So there was, she's like, you know, your grandmother was like pretty direct speaker, wasn't she?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was. She told you what she meant when she meant it at the time she meant it.
Yeah, well, she's pulling no punches here, and, you know, sounds a lot like my family. We're not related, are we? Okay. Let's see.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could be. 26 and a half to 28 and three quarter. Sounds like platform 9 3/4, doesn't it? Hogwarts Express, yeah. Harry! Oh, it's good to be here at Hogwarts, yes. Hogwarts School of EVP in witchcraft, yes. Here we go. Okay, real easy. I miss you. And she's really accentuating that I miss you. So felt she's real close to you.
Yes, extremely.
And and I think she comes in visitation personally. I mean, it's like she's keeping an eye on things. So she might be making that the replacements not really good right now. Let's see, 28 and. Platform 9 3/4 to you. 30 and a half. Here we go. I'm here to help. Very cool. And the way she said it was kind of it accentuated the I help, but I'm here and I'm here to help. So then it jumps really loud here. So she's kind of this, lately I've been getting these ones that just accentuate their speech. So some of them are explosive at the start and it all trails off, and she's like all over the place. Let's see, 30 and a half to 35, and actually 33 and a half. So let's try that. Here we go. Okay, that's easy. Took a minute. She's just really pushing this real hard at the first, and you're hearing it. And this, again, everybody, this is not the normal thing I get with EVP. She's an extremely unique speaker. <say the least. laughs> She's like, go on and help people. Go on and help people. She's talking to you. I mean, you know, she's talking to you, Michelle. I mean, go on and help people. She's got her finger in your face. That's what I see. It's like this finger thing going on. She's like right there. You know, go.
Oh, yeah.
Go on and help people. And it's like, you know, this thing going on with her. So that was different. Okay. I'm going to salute you too. Like, yeah, I'll keep helping people, man. No problem. You know?
You think of a little old medicine woman you know, the picture and the idealism of a little old medicine woman, and that's my grandmother to the T. Very prominent, very in your face, and very passionate.
Well, that's what we got here. I'm ready to stand and salute. Yes, ma'am. We'll continue.
Oh, yeah.
Go. 33.5 to 36. Here we go. He's with you, the reason. I just want to be sure. He's with you, the reason. And then we get to 36 to 38 and three quarter. Here we go. Okay, what she's saying is he's with you is the reason I don't slip away. So she's staying around, and when you get the rest of the reason, because she's telling it. Here we go, 38 and three quarter to 41. Your mother's still alive, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, let me get the rest of this, and I'll read this to you, because it's absolutely coherent. She's direct. This woman is direct, man.
Oh, yeah.
41 through, here we go. Okay, he's going to need a little bit of your help. That's what's going on. you guys are right to be kind of concerned, that's what I think. Go and help people, he with you, and I think what she's meaning is keep an eye on him. The reason I don't slip away, your mom is hoping, help him to know. So I think what she's really telling you is to be there with him and be a base of support. That's what I get here. Let me read the whole thing. The first question, your grandma loves you. Heaven or Kevin, and I think it was heaven is what I'm leaning to. Yes, they're happy. And I don't know how long the marriage has been going on, but is it like less than a year? It's about a year.
Almost a year, yeah. Almost a year.
Okay. Dad's hoping she's peaceful. I'm trying to read. I couldn't read what. Yeah, this is the one I had the trouble with. And then quote. Then he walks, and I kind of get the feeling there's some disagreements there. And then he takes a walk, and kind of like most men. I remember my days when I was fighting with my wife. I'd put my hat on, get in the Mustang, and then I'd drive around muttering for an hour.
he likes to take walks around the yard when he's stressed.
Yeah, well, then that's probably it. She's something his money, and I don't know the whole story there, but it's something about the money. Then tease him, he's too patient. Then about the proud question, I miss, period, it was untrue. Then it's, you realize you loved him, I miss you. I'm here to help. Go on and help people, directed at you. He with you, and it really is, he's with you. The reason I don't slip away, is your mom is hoping probably that the both of you help him to know. So that's kind of what I'm filling in where it seems to make sense and just feeling through it. So it's really, you guys are doing the right thing, sticking close. Just stay there because, and she's crossed over, but she's coming back and trying really hard to be there, and she's really glad she got the chance to be here tonight. That's the thing I get, so there's a reason I decided just to out of the blue to do a show. It's amazing.
Yay.
I'm going to do my best preacher thing. It's amazing how they work. Thank you very much. Every John is in. You love the Lord. I'm sorry. I'm so disrespectful as hell. It was funny. Anyway.
That was funny.
Anyway, let me save this. Let me export it. And and you'll pop me your... you'll pop me the email, right?
Yeah, so I will.
Okay, so let's do 050. Oh, it's Cinco de Mayo. I forgot. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Well, oh, not anymore.
I'm getting like all sorts of strange new characters when I type. All right. I'm just going to put Cinco instead of 05. It won't do numbers. Now it's like I'm going to say Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, weird.
I'll just put that down instead. And let's see. Let me make sure I got this right. And this is for Michelle. Reading Grandma. And she's a forceful woman. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. I was always more scared of her than Grandma.
Yeah, I can see why. I mean, she's like, oh, and here we got it. Here we go. So I got the I got your pop-up there. And let me make sure that comes with the right place, and I think we'll have it. And okay, saved. We are good. We are good.
Okay.
So Michelle, thank you very much. It was good reading you, and I'll get that out right at the end of the show. It's all saved off, and you've got the transcript and everything. So we are good to go, my friend.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
And she's a sweetheart, your grandmother, so I was just glad to read her. A unique lady, to say the least. So
yes, she is.
Thank you. Okay, sweetheart.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, 10:17 p.m. here on the west coast of these United States. And here, Reverend John is going to take a brief break. And let's see what we got. We're going to go ahead and do a one-minute Da Vinci bumper. I'm going to grab something to take care of my parched throat, and we'll be right back. This is Ghost Radio, Paranormal Radio. Listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com. And here's to the United States Navy and to our armed forces worldwide. I have a tremendous respect for those guys and gals out there, and I have a niece out there in, what is the name of it? Biloxi, Mississippi right now, training in the Air Force. She's doing space meteorology, and she's carrying on a proud family tradition in space. I'm the second in our family to do that, and she is now the third. So to my niece out there who just got out of boot camp and is turning out to be one kick-ass Air Force cadet and is getting showing the U.S. Air Force some interesting abilities of hers with physics and chemistry and all the things she's really good at. She's doing us proud. So, yeah, Biloxi is, never going to be the same. So I have a feeling she's going to meet some young men out there, and I'm going to have to be flying to Biloxi a lot in the future. Anyway, let me see here. We have Avatar is with us. And I just got the movie in the mail. So it was great to see you there. And we got Kathy from Kathy's Distant Echoes who is with us. Hello, Kathy. Hello, Cathalos. And we have Cookie 44, Dale Bunner, Deb S with an asterisk is here. We have Disgruntled Dan, Dominica Amore. And we have Fly Girl. She's a Fly Girl, ND80. Guest 8175. No, you're not from France, but somewhere. Lunamist 1 is here, and we have Michelle 78. I just read her. Old Crow is here, and I read her this week, and she's just a sweetheart. And, really unique reading with her. Paranormal Guys is here, and we have Pamela M, Quinny AP, and she's actually, it stands for apparate. She actually can apparate in and out of places, just like they did in Harry Potter. So just kind of keep an eye out for her. She pops in the darnest places. And we have Rob. So hello to everybody, and thank you for being here tonight. And let's see, we got a caller out there. Let me go ahead and take 386 is here. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hello.
And hi, John.
Who is this?
Hi, John. This is Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I liked your imitation of the preacher.
Thank you very much. It's so wonderful to be... Oh, no.
You have been saved.
The Lord is with you. We'll do EVPs for Jesus. For Jesus. And you will be saved, and all will be well. And by the way, I am sending a couple of our tithe gatherers to gather the money from you for it all goes to God, of course. Yes.
Y'all got to make me rich with a big man.
You have to pay the light bill here at Blog Talk Radio. So,
do I need a picture? I hope I don't need a picture.
Honey, you don't need one of those. No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Okay. I was like, oh no. Okay.
Tell you what. Maybe just a short, name of who we're going to be dealing with and a little bit about them.
Okay.
Yeah,
my mother, her name is Lillian.
Lillian.
Uh huh. And
okay.
She passed away about a year ago.
Okay, so she's had some time to get used to things.
Right.
And I have a feeling Big Circle is going to be here again for this one. So, okay, Lillian, definitely be there hanging out with our friends on the Big Circle side of it. Let's see what we get. And you know the drill, right? You've heard us before?
Yeah, I heard you. I asked how many questions? Two?
We could go two, two will be about it for what we can do. Maybe three if I could sneak it in if I could. Quick. So what we'll do is if you want three, I'll just kind of shorten it up a bit and then we'll just go from there. So
I'll do
the 5K.
It's easy.
We'll do the 5K.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, what's that? Oh, we'll do the 5K and then I'll go ahead and just say next. And I just go on my intuition when to say next. So, okay, here we go. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Mom. Are you helping me with my wish?
Next.
Mom, did you bring Dad back into my life?
next.
Mom, who are you with?
Okay. Let's see what we got here, guys. Yeah, I almost forgot. Sometimes I forget. It's like I'll go, wait a minute, I didn't have any radio going there. Just as you were starting to talk, I got to have source. I need source here. Okay, here we go. Let's go with the first one. And let's see. That's now, she's been past a year, right? So tell us a little bit about your mom.
Well, she had gotten cancer when I was pregnant 17 years ago and fought it and won. And with the radiation is what made her ill until she passed about 15 months ago. And, she, you know, died of complications from the radiation when I was pregnant.
Oh, my God. But, you know, she was around longer than she would have been had it not been for the treatment, right?
Yeah, well, they didn't expect her to live at all, and she lived another, 16 years.
Oh, man, then she was, you were graced. I mean, she did well. I mean, that's
yeah.
just...
Yeah, well, she got breast cancer, and then they found out she had colon cancer, so she beat both, you know, and she died because the radiation damaged her heart, so, yeah.
Well... But did she make the best of it? You know, those 16
yeah.
years. I'm sure she really put in some heavy living just to, to be
oh, yeah.
sure.
Oh yeah, normal, oh. normal.
Yeah, I just get the feeling and fun. I get this fun feeling with her, like she was just she was a really happy person.
Yeah.
That's like, does that sound about right?
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple things in the family that I know she wasn't happy with. You know that. Bothered her,
yeah.
but she had made some choices that she had to live with, you know, and that's it, you know.
Okay. Let me see here. I'm getting, okay, that's, yeah, there's some good modulation here, and it's pretty, it's, let me go ahead and do one more noise removal on that first question. And see, now you mentioned your father coming back into your life. So I take it there was some separation there.
Well, my dad separated himself from everybody. They got divorced years ago, but he separated himself from everybody in the family, and he recently, got in contact with me and my daughter, and he's wonderful. I mean, he apologized, and he's a different person. Different.
You know what's funny about men, and I've got some qualifications. I am one. men have this habit when we get hurt, we have a habit of kind of just going off alone, and when we're really hurting, and we'll just go off to our man cave, and that's where we stay for a while. And
yeah,
every guy is different.
Right. But 25 years? Yeah. I mean, that's a long time. Oh,
he was probably really not all together on that.
Everybody. So, it wasn't just me and my brother. It was his parents, his brother, his sister, everybody, He remarried and left. And, now he's like grandpa of the year, and he's, great dad, and he wants to pay for my daughter's college. And it's like, What happened? I don't recognize him.
What's I think happened is he took the time off to go get himself sorted out, and then probably some life lesson popped in that convinced him that time was short to go fix all this.
That's right.
And that's the thing that I get just right off the bat is he got a speaking of Jesus, he had a come to Jesus meeting, and he got the word. got his butt kicked is what I keep getting in this. So,
you're right.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah, and I think he's separated from his wife. I'm not sure. I think that they are still married, but they live apart and they get along. I think he realized, you know, his kids have no mom anymore, and he's getting older. Today's his birthday. And, you know, mortality, your mortality sets in. And I have to admit, I have whitener on my teeth. That's why I sound weird. I've got teeth whitener on right now. That's why I sound so crazy.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'll admit it.
That just changes everything, you know?
It changes the whole reading.
Teeth whitener. Oh, my God. It just changed the whole reading. Oh, geez. I'm going to call this the teeth whitener reading. Oh, my goodness. That's,
oh, boy.
Now you're making me laugh. I'm not going to go do these shows.
That's
now. It's great. Well, actually, it could enhance the reading. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, my teeth are not white.
Well, yeah, it really changed the waveform here, too. It's just amazing. I can see the difference.
You've got to put your sunglasses on.
Right. Yeah, it's so brilliant, you know. It just changes everything, man.
Hollywood, here I come. Okay.
I just love this show. It's so much fun to do these.
It is.
You guys make me laugh. I mean, I go to work, you know, and I'm around all this stuff that's just really kind of, okay, you know, we could have a better day. But then I come home and this stuff happens, and I just go, oh, my God, life is weird.
Mm-hmm.
But this is good. I like the tooth whitener thing. It changed.
You won't forget me.
No, definitely not. I'm putting tooth whitener right down right now. It's actually on the I keep all the original transcripts. Tooth whitener. And then I've got big teeth here. I'm drawing little teeth right now.
Okay.
And a smile.
And I am not missing any, so all the teeth are there. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and you look actually beautiful. You know, there's some trouble there. Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to amplify this one just a little bit. Why is this like trying to go down? Come on, guys, give me a little more. There we go. Now, and it's got the big circle left channel bias that I've been seeing so much of. So I definitely, there's some nights that they just don't seem to show up, and I'll get EVPs, but they're not quite the same. And lately, it's when I decide to do stuff, they're like right there, and I really like the fact that they're like so close. Okay, so that one's done. Did he have his teeth cleaned too?
Who is that? My dad?
I'm just teasing.
I don't know.
So
ask
my
mother.
Yeah. So is he like you said he's like grandpa of the year? I mean,
my daughter can do no wrong. I mean, he was so strict, but yet, if I take my daughter's phone away, and I do, he threatens to go buy her another phone.
Well, that's
and I
just
take
grandpa.
Her phone away for talking back to me. I'm very strict. And, you know, I want her never to take anything for granted. And nothing for granted. And he just thinks that, you know, I shouldn't punish her. And I'm like, oh, my God, what happened to you? Dang, I wish you were like this when I was growing up. You know, back in the 60s or 70s.
No, huh? He's lightening up. That's all grandparents do that. I mean, that's just part of the license to be a grandparent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, you know, my niece and nephew. I mean, that's how it was for me with them. I just, it was a really great opportunity to really annoy my sister.
Oh, really?
Giving them things, doing stuff. But, yeah, they moved to Colorado, so it was a lot harder to deal with them. So I'm getting some places here. There's a few expletives in here that you can see that, and I'm not meaning bad things. It's just that there's some real sharp peaks in some of the reading here. So I'm just trying really hard to get this to kind of fall into line. I'm pounding on it here, guys. We'll have it here in a minute. Okay, that seems like it's good enough for start. And, okay, I got all three of them.
Okay.
So let's go with the first one. Here we go. Go. Okay.
Mom, are you helping me with my list?
So, Mom, are you?
Mom, are you helping me with my list? Mom, are you helping me with my list?
Is it wrist or wish?
Wish, W-I-S-H.
Okay, wish. And, Oh, Kathy has got something here. Luna missed one. What is he using for recordings? I'm using Audacity for the recordings, guys. Do I have wind chimes around me? No, I don't have any wind chimes around me. Huh? If there are, you know what's funny, though? I've been feeling, lately I've been having quite a bit of EVP at night, Kathy, or not EVP, but audibles. They tend to come on just as I start to go to sleep, go to bed. The minute I climb in the sack, next thing you know, I'm hearing a few of them outside talking. So, I wouldn't be surprised to have wind chimes around me, virtual wind chimes. Okay, here we go. 5 seconds to 7.5. Let's see what we get here. Okay, that's just a little too... I need to do a little more noise reduction. Just one more pass. And I think we'll have it. But they are talking. That's definitely a voice. For sure. Like, totally for sure, you know?
Like really, man. Totally, like, wow.
Yeah, it's like, you know, let me do my, like, combination valley preacher. Like, you know, Jesus says, I've got, like, this EVP thing going on. Totally.
It's so creeping.
It's like creeping, isn't it? You know, gag me with a fork, you know? Okay, here we go. This is from God, you know? All right, 5 to 7. That is strange. Take me to master. It's kind of like this mocking, kind of a joke voice, too, the way it's being said. Take me to you, master. I get the feeling it's just kind of laughing at you a little. 7 to 9.5. Let's see. Yeah. It's in a good way. Don't trust me. I think this is good. Okay, that is freaking disturbing. Now I got a bad feeling about this one. It says, take me to master, guess who, Jack the Ripper. I am not kidding you. I mean, that is like...
was that a bad energy coming in?
Could be. I've never seen anything like that. That's a new one. Guess who, Jack the Ripper? 9.5 to 11. Let's just keep going. Here we go. Okay, I'm here to play. I'm here to play. Last thing in my mind is that is spooky.
My mother would never say that ever. She was
This is somebody else through. 11 to 13, and I've still got right channel bias, which I'm surprised that they let this through. 11 to 13. Okay, I'm here for Lisa. I don't know who this Lisa person is. This suddenly got real serious. 13 to 15, here we go. I show Christ near. I show Christ near. Now let me see what this last part is. Next. Okay. I guess that caught the last part of me. Let me grab it here. I'm here tonight, freak out. Okay, that guy is seriously whacked. And that's designed just, you know, you can get spirits that are going to do stuff like this, and it might not even be, quote, who he says he is. He's just screwing around. And fine, disappear, guy. We really don't need you.
Did you push my mother out of the way kind of thing?
I get the feeling it's kind of like that. Let me try the second question and see if we can get this a little bit different here. Let's see if we can get this.
I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad at all. It's not you. It's this is. I've seen this happen a couple of times with readings that
okay.
I have no clue why they would come through like that. 20 to 22. Let's see. I think it's your question here. Here we go.
Mom, did you bring Dad back into my life?
Okay, so let's go with that, and we'll do the test part here at 23 to 25. Okay, so I'm going to run a little bit of this is the dad life question, and let me go ahead and just run a little noise reduction there. That was strange. that ranks on the that's a 9.5 on my weirdo meter. I mean, I was not expecting
white light.
Yeah, to say the least. And see, there's been some, again, there's been some pretty disturbing energies all around lately, and I don't know what to think about that one.
Oh,
though.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, 22 and a half to 24 and a half. Here we go. Okay, it is now it's her coming through. Okay, I took a minute. I miss romance, and it is actually a female voice, so it's her coming through. I miss romance. I miss romance. 24 and a half through 27. Here we go. Going to dance with me. I'm going to play your question back one more time.
Mom, did you bring Dad back in?
He's going to dance with me, is it? So let me go 24, 27. I just want to make sure I'm getting this right.
Okay.
It's a very different reading. Okay, I got it. I knew there was something there. He's going to dance with me and you. And I get the feeling what this means is that...
Okay, my wish is a reconciliation.
Say again?
My wish is a reconciliation.
You're breaking up, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry. My wish is a reconciliation.
Okay, this is the way she's saying this. He's going to dance with you and her, you know, or she's going to dance with you and him. So it's
at my
as
wedding,
if,
probably.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, okay. This is like a. So this is, she's coming through now, going from Jack the Ripper to this thing. Oh, for Christ's sake. I am Jesus, and I command you.
Lordy Lord. All right.
Okay, here we go. So it's, let me look at our time. We got 13 minutes, so we're going to roll through this quick.
Yeah,
go. 27 to 29, here we go. Okay, that's real clear. Dad's going to need you. So he does need you. And let's go 29 to 31. Okay, easy, real easy. I'm going to help with you. So so you have an impending marriage, right?
No, we separated and divorced, and now we're talking about getting back.
Okay.
Which is what
well,
I want.
Now it sounds like she's with you, and she's been, like, keeping an eye on things. So,
okay.
You know, just know that she's been around. 31 to 33 and a half, here we go. Okay, you need some hijinks, and I think she's
what?
Meaning that. You need some hijinks. You need to be laughing.
Uh-huh.
You need to be making merry. You need to be having fun. So she's kind of telling you to get out and have some fun. So
I'm busy. I'm always working. Okay.
Yeah, I get the feeling that it's, she says, lighten up a little. 30, life's too short to just, that's all you do. Get out and make some laughs. Yeah. 33 and a half to 35 and a half. Oops. There we go. Here we go. It's either mom is behind you or mom is will find you. And I'm kind of leaning on mom is will find you. And
mom.
So,
mom.
Yeah, and I don't know what that's about, but I think that what she's.
Oh, my God. Cookie just wrote in the room, I hear Eugene is with you. My husband,
is that...
Eugene. That's his name.
Oh, really?
I have never told anybody that.
Well, good, very good. Thank you, Cookie, because sometimes it comes through, and a different set of ears is all the difference. And let me see if I can come through. Let me just see if I can hear it. Okay, that's I can't hear it, but I'm going to trust that if Eugene, and then it's Eugene. Let me go with this last one here. Is there somebody named Richie?
My uncle who died, her brother-in-law.
Richie's behind you.
he's a prankster. Smile.
Yeah, and would he do something like that with was he kind of like a sick, twisted sense of humor?
He was a very, very strong personality, outrageously funny, with conviction. He also played at Carnegie Hall a solo at the organ. He was an amazing man. And he hurt himself early in life, and his health went downhill. So I don't know if he would do the Jack the Ripper thing.
Yeah, that's
my Uncle Jack died also, my mother's brother. I know that they're all together.
Your Uncle Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And was he a prankster?
He was a very serious man. My mother lost two brothers on the same day on her birthday.
Oh,
5 years ago. And then Uncle Richie died right before that, about a year or two before that. So all three of my uncles died real close to one another. Richie, Uncle Jack, and Uncle Artie.
Well, unless I read it wrong, I think Jack came through, and I think that I don't think he was quite the serious one you'd think. I don't think that, yeah, now I'm kind of getting the feeling that this is, I think that this, it wasn't, I don't think it was, quote, a bad spirit. I think it was a sick, twisted joke on their part. Something's wrong. Yeah, I don't think it was a bad one. I just get the feeling, because I saw the left channel bias, and I'm going, well, it's a big circle, but why would they let them through and say that car kind of crap? And I honestly don't think it was a bad one. I think that their sense of humor is a little twisted off, but. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, but take me to your master. That's kind of weird.
I don't know. You know, I'd ask around the family and find out if there was some local joke going on that this is kind of a proof that it was them thing. You know.
I'm gonna ask on Facebook. One of his five daughters.
Yeah. Let's see. Now we got 6 minutes left. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go ahead and do this. I'm gonna go ahead and extend because this needs to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. Pull that.
Did you hear the Eugene part, though? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't. I did not. And and you know what's really strange is, I mean, I have some industrial. Here I do EVP, but I have minor industrial deafness from years and years in computer rooms. So and it plays well with me sometimes because I'll hear things that other people don't. But then again, you know, here was somebody in the chat room that picked out something I missed. So. I think, okay, we've got 35 minutes remaining now. Now we're all set. So we can finish this out. And let's see, how many people we got in the chat? Boy, we got a full room tonight. Everybody's hanging in there. Good to see you guys. Let's see, we did the first, we're going to go at 43. And so you did, I think, your third question.
Mom, who are you with?
Okay, Mom, who are you with? And that means we might get time for another caller after this, so we'll just play it by ear. 43 to 45, here we go. Okay, that's going to need a little noise reduction. And one thing too, guys, the question's about me using the software. Yeah, I use Audacity. And a lot of people, will make statements about, that's free. And I use this software and that. And I'll tell you what, I use the software that works. And is having spent a lifetime working with computers and engineering software myself and that kind of thing, take it from a guy who actually does this for a living. Use what works. And this works. And it does a great job. So 43 to 45, here we go. Okay, that's easy. Let me play that back again.
Mom, who are you with?
This one says, I'm right behind you. So I think it's meant for you. Let's go 45 to 48. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to help them find you. Thank you. It took a minute for me to translate. I'm going to help them find you. I'm going to help them find you. Thank you. So I think that what's being said is there's family there, and they're going to be coming through. Now, let me see if we get names here. 48 to 50. Hello, it's Nan or something like a Nan type of name.
Nanny.
Oh. Okay, is that
Nanny? She was Nanny to my daughter, and her mother was Nanny to me.
Okay, so she passed?
My Nanny, yes.
Yeah, okay, so. Finally, we got some nice ones coming in. And I think and that was the same voice that was talking about helping others to find, to come to help you. So obviously there's a few of them gathered there, but not the whole clan is there. So word's getting out. So let's say something begins. 50 to 52 and a half. Here we go. Let's see what we get here. I'm going to help Renee. I don't know who Renee is. So, pardon me?
I don't know who Renee is. We had a realtor named Renee. Her and her husband used to be friends with my husband and I a long time ago. But
Is she having some sort of difficulty or something going on?
I haven't spoken to her or seen her in about 3 years, 4 years.
Huh. Well, let me just try that one more time. I want to be sure I got that right. Let me just play it again. Okay, I'm going to try to take it just a little further than I would have normally. Here we go. Me, and that's pretty clear. I mean, I'm sticking with this Renee thing.
Sure, it's not Marie. My ex-mother-in-law, his mother, because that would be the one I would need help with.
That's why I'm getting I'm going to help when they, not Renee, when they track me. I'm going to help when they track me. I have no clue what that's about. And that's a different new one. So let's keep going so we get the meaning. 53 and a half to 55. Okay, that's easy. I want to play. I'm coming up on the end of it here. What in the hell? Oh, Skype. Somebody is Skyping me. Here we go. 55 to 56 and a half. Here we go. Okay, 55.
Something loves you.
Talked with Nanny. Talked with Nanny. Talk with Nanny or talk with Nanny. But definitely Nanny. Yeah. 56 and a half to 59 at the very end. Here we go. Okay, that's easy. She really loves you. That's the final thing. She really loves you.
Who, my nanny or my mom?
Nanny.
Nanny? Aw,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I think your mom, too. So,
yeah.
You know, I just, but that yeah, was that fun. Was like, yeah, let me repeat that back here. She really loves you. She really loves you. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty clear.
Or is it
so,
Dean
yeah.
really loves you?
No, let me try it again.
Okay. All right. No, I'm just going through similar sound.
It could be Dean or she. I was settling on she, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to settle in now because it, you know, it could be Gene.
That
Who's
is
Gene?
To be true. What that statement is to be very true. You know, that's why I said maybe it means, maybe it's Gene because it sounds so similar. But you're the professional.
No, when you, trust me, I mean, it's, there can be. This is the hardest work there is. When I actually get done with one of these, I'm my butt's kicked, and I'm coming on the end of my session here, and it's. It's.
I don't
really,
know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. Sometimes I listen and I go, when I have you on and I'm doing something, I'm like, how does he? Wow, that's got to be really difficult. You know, I'm amazed.
Well,
I'm very so impressed when you do these.
I'll tell you what, it's been a process of evolution. I mean, if you told me 6 months ago I'd be doing this, I would have looked at you like you're out of your mind, and it just seemed to happen. Mm-hmm. And the way it works is you know, I've been around this all my life. You know, my parents were, you know, kind enough not to beat me up because, you know, I had this little thing that I do. And it, the reason is because they all did it too, you know. So, I mean, it wasn't discouraged. You know, my father, of course, didn't do it, but you know, on my mom's side, it was all the touchy feely people, and it just was natural. So
same thing on my mom's side when she found out that I had abilities as a teenager.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And then she opened up to me about her ability. You know, things.
Yeah, it's. It's just something that when you do more of something, it's like if you had a natural ability at tennis and then you took that and you actually worked at it, you would become a really kick-ass, you know, tennis player.
Right.
You know, I'm still learning and I make mistakes, and it's like I'll listen to, it's like this EVP you just gave me here. I mean, it can be multiple meanings, and I'm going to miss stuff, and I'm going to be very forthright that this is not a precise science. And so, you know, I would take it that it's going to be you know, I look at it in the context of what was said before, talk with Nanny. And then, you know, if it was me, I would say talk with Nanny. She really loves you. But I think that the way they're playing this is both ways. And it could be Gene really loves you, too. Now, I don't know who Gene is.
That's
but,
that's my ex-husband.
Okay. So it
His name
really,
is Eugene, but for short, it's Gene. So,
yeah.
You know, either name goes with him. But when
yeah,
he wrote that in the room, I was like, oh, my God, you know. Nobody, I mean, I didn't say his name. You didn't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, and I'm glad we got such a great audience because, I mean, you know, this tends to attract a lot of, you know, people with similar abilities
yeah.
and gifts. And so, you know. Part of the EVP work is actually psychic work, and so there's this it's almost medium mystic in a way. It's just the difference is this is that there's actually evidence left behind that you actually get a copy of, you know, this gets mailed to you, and it really is it's really neat because you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get some proof besides just trusting somebody's word,
right? Right.
And so, you know, I have a feeling that's why I get so many EVPs when I work in the field. I've got already this thing that I do, and I think it just seems to accentuate, you know, using the equipment. So I have a feeling that any person who's doing medium or psychic work in paranormal research is going to have an extra edge, you know, just by virtue of what they do.
Right.
Let me see here. It says here the first part, the first question, take me to master, guess something Jack the Ripper. I'm going to play. I'm here for Lisa. Now, do you know any? You don't know Lisa, right? Or anybody named Issa with an Issa name, kind of thing?
Lisa, one of my good friends, Lisa. She's out in Arizona. I've known since high school, and our kids dated for a while. Her son and my daughter. So.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this could actually be. If he says I'm here for Lisa, this reading might be for her. This could be, you know, that way of. Of this person trying to come through. Now, I think it's kind of a sick, twisted thing, but I don't think it's meant to be a scary thing. I think that there's something, it's an important message. I would just pick up the phone and call her and find out. I show Christ near, and so, you know, Jesus is mentioned. I'm here tonight, freak out, or something out. It starts with an F. So, I don't know what to make of it, but it's an extremely odd reading, this is to say the least. Then it jumps into you with about your dad and your wife in the second question. I miss romance. He's going to dance with me and you. So I think this is about the wedding thing and or, you know, the
right.
You know, this party or whatever you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Dad's going to need you, you know, so that's definitely to you. And I'm going to help with you. So she's with you in all of this. You need some hijinks. You need to laugh more is what she's saying. Mom is behind you. And then it says here, reach behind you or something like reach, maybe even rich. I can't even read my own writing. Oh my God, I'm getting old. I'm right behind. Here we go. I'm right behind you. You something. I'm going to help you find them. Hello to Nan, or hello, it's Nan. I'm going to help. I want to play. I'm going to help when they track me. That's it. That's why I scratched out a bunch. I'm going to help when they track me. I want to play. And then finally, talk with Nanny. She or Jean really loves you. So that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
very...
I'm going to have a reconciliation. Yeah, I took the divorce very, very, very traumatically. And, you know, I own my own business, and I've been, you know, just doing what I got to do. And, you know, I expanded, and I've just been keeping real busy. And we communicate, so that's a good thing, in a positive way. So, anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what, something, you know, I went through a divorce back in 2001, early part of that year, and it was the hardest thing I have ever done. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a stepfather, and then I had kids, and then I didn't. And it was absolutely a traumatic thing for me. And I don't know how long you've been going through this, but, you know, it's something that gets better over time. You know, it's... it does get better. It doesn't mean that the scar goes away. You never lose that, but
right.
You learn so much about yourself and your own internal fortitude and strength when you go through a thing like that. And, you know, even though I don't have my kids anymore, they're still here. I mean, I've got a picture. I have only one little picture of my children, you know, and you know, as a stepdad, I still call them my kids. And they're grown up and gone, and a lot's been said about me. And done in a way that's was malicious, you know, I look past that because I know down deep in their hearts they know who I am, and they know what
they'll
I try to do.
They'll come around.
Well, eventually, I'm just waiting to see what happens. But you know, it's in your case, just hang in there. You know, you'll
I
get
am.
Through that.
I lead a positive life. I always pay forward. I help other people. I'm very blessed no matter what, and I am trying to stay positive, and that's all I can do. Right? Law of
okay.
attraction.
All right, sweetheart.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. This was a really nice treat tonight, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. And just go ahead and pop me a message, and you know, with your email, so I can send this to you. And
okay.
I hope it helps, especially
thank
the first
you. Oh,
one.
Oh yeah.
Great.
Thank you so
okay.
much. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
Night.
Bye. Okay. Bye now. And let's see, what have we got? We've got a 928 caller out there. Let me go ahead and I think we could, got enough room to, we could probably pull one more reading in and probably make it like a one question special with only 17 minutes. So let's see what we get. 928, you are on the air.
Hello, this is Rob calling from Florida, even though it's a Skype call. So that's Specialized 928, so there you go.
Okay, Rob. So, Rob from Florida. Okay,
yes.
And this is Rob in the chat room with the asterisk.
Yes, yes. I actually got my grandma's name. I still can't find her picture, but I actually got a physical her maiden name, so that should help
okay.
a lot.
Okay, what's her made? You know, what's her name?
Okay, it's Lewis Huffman, or before she was married, it was then it would be Lewis Marcel, because she was married to my grandfather.
Okay,
Marcel. Lewis, yeah.
The first name was what?
Lewis.
Lewis?
Yes.
Okay, Lewis. All right, and this is grandfather or grandmother?
Grandmother.
Grandmother, okay.
Yes.
So I'll be sure. Grandmother. Okay, so we'll have time to do one. I'll make it, I might be able to squeeze two in, but let's just see if
Alrighty.
We can do it with. So I'm going to go ahead and set up, and we'll just do the five counts. So let me turn on the
okay.
static. And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, Grandma, do you like the way my life is progressing?
Okay, next.
Do you see dramatic changes in both of our lives, mine and your daughter's life?
Okay, I'm going to just cut it
okay.
there. And let's see if we can pull out of the... I'm just going to clip a couple of things.
That was kind of interesting. Barbara was getting Jack the Ripper.
My heart sank when I saw that.
Yeah.
I went, oh, no, that ain't cool, man. That's just not right.
Yeah, now Ruth was, I don't know if Barbara wants the private Ruth. If not, I can actually give you her Facebook. But Ruth was describing, I think she missed it, her mother and somebody else that she was picking up too. So if you guys want me, if you want me to give you Ruth's Facebook, I would be more than happy to, and you guys can talk privately, you, Barbara and Ruth. Because I think she missed a lot when she wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just. I'm sorry. I'm kind of cut between the worlds here because I'm doing. Yeah.
I feel like that sometimes when I don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah, I got the. I'm trying to do this real fast. I'll try to get your first question first. That way we get it, in just in case time turns into an issue.
Yeah.
And see, going here. And we will do the fastest thing we can do to get this right, but it's going to be a little definitely.
She had a she was really powerful, but she had like a tinny voice. It's a real. What was that movie? What was that movie with the girl and the umbrella? She was kind of like Mary Poppins in a way. I think that was the movie with Ruth. Yeah, Ruth is the what do you call those people? She can see. She can actually see relatives, and she's really. I forgot the name of it. I think she's called a medium. So.
Oh. You mean Ghost Whisperer?
Yeah, something like that. She's she's from North Carolina. Yep.
Oh, she lives in Grandview, and she's got a place called Same As It Never Was.
Yeah. And I've known her for a long time. She's dead on accurate. In fact, I was the one who brought her in here.
Okay. It looks like I've got good left channel bias. So, again, Big Circle is back at it. And I'm just real quickly just trying to grab the second one just so I can see how much time I got. I got 12 minutes, so I think we can pull this off.
Yeah.
It's good. This
you're fast. You are fast.
Dude, this is a speed reader version of what I normally do. I am like going at it here. I'm going to do one more pass here. And then do a, I'll do a amplification, just give a little bit of extra. And I think I might be able to pull this off. It's going to be a little noisy, but sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
One through, I'll just make this work. And then we'll just go jump right into the reading. And I'm just going to go as fast as I can through it.
Yeah.
And then we'll get this to you. Okay, this looks good. I can work with this. All right, let's try the first one.
All right.
I'm going to read your...
Hey, Grandma, do you like the way my life is progressing?
Okay, now she's going to come back and she's going to say, I'm not Jack the Ripper. Okay, here we go. 5 to 7.5, here we go. Okay, she says, I'm so proud of you, I love you.
Oh.
She's happy. So no problem there. 7.5 to 10.5, here we go. I'm going to stand in somehow, or it's really hard to read this. Stand in somehow, or Stanley's somehow, but it's
weird.
It's a stiff, huh?
Weird.
Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. I don't remember her too much because I was a wee lad when she passed away in like 85, 86, and I don't remember her too much. And she's just, I remember, just being with her every now, because we used to be from Cleveland, and we she took me out for ice cream, and she tried to spoil me, and
I'll tell you what I think as I think it's going to be, I'm going to stand in somehow, and I think she's meaning she's going to be in your life somehow. She's working on it. So
wow,
are you already married?
No, I'm single, and in fact, as Cassie says, I'm single and looking.
Well, I got a feeling that if that's what happens, if you're going to be getting married, I think that's going to be the case. She's going to be there. Some, yeah. So
probably in spirit.
Yeah. Now 10 to 12, 12 and a half. Here we go.
All right.
Is there a Kevin in your family?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, it's something with an Evan, kind of an Evan sound to it. I thought I heard Kevin's here to see you, but it could be anything from. It's definitely got the EV.
Might have a son named Kevin, but I don't. I mean, I don't know them too well, but Kevin.
You might have a son named Kevin.
No. I got my brothers' names are Dennis and Doug. And I got two older brothers.
Okay, well, let me see.
She might be saying Dennis.
Oh. Okay, wait a minute. Let me play that back again.
Okay.
Let me take that back a little more. I want to be sure. I got that wrong.
Okay.
Now I know. All right.
What?
We will stay, or we will see with you up in heaven.
Yeah, party time. Yeah, hopefully not for a long time, but yeah, party time.
Well, I think what it is they're meaning they're watching over you. So, you know, that's absolutely.
And here's the thing. Sometimes I'll smell an odor. When this, it cannot be explained, like, it didn't happen recently, but one time I was like, oh, I can smell like a perfume, and that kind of reminds me of my grandmother, and I was talking to Ruth, yeah, that was your grandmother visiting you. I'm like, oh, wow. It's just, you know, this is before I met you guys. It hasn't happened recently.
Well, that's actually a very common thing with spiritual entities. It's one of the more common forms of a haunt, or, you know, them to get your attention, is to do something like that. So, you know, by all means, she was around. Keep going. We're going to go 17, 21, just your question real quick. Here we go.
All right. Do you see dramatic changes in both of our lives, mine and your daughter's life?
Okay, so we're going to go through really quick. We got 5 minutes, so I'm going to just
speed
through.
Yeah, 4 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to just do the best I can. That's just a little too much. So what I'm going to do is just really quickly run a noise removal, amplify it, and then see if I can make that a little better for me. I'm good, but I ain't that good.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay, that's a little better. I think I can work with that. We won't get through all the way through it, but we'll get as far as we can before I have to.
Yeah, and you should have my email address, and because I gave it to you last time.
Okay.
I don't know if you got the message though.
Go ahead and pop it in just on the pop up.
Yeah, I'll send it to you on your Facebook, and this is just sending to them.
Okay, well, hang on. I'm going to try to get through this. Let me just get this first part here. Almost like it's saying me and my husband will move on, but I don't think it's quite it, and I'm under constraints here, so I'm going to do that's in the general flavor. Now let me get the 25 through 29. can't quite tell right off. So I'll tell you what, we're going to go skip that for right now.
All right.
We got the first. She says, "I'm so proud of you. I love you. I'm going to stand in somehow. We will stay with you up in heaven." And so go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and close it down, and and we'll just take it from there. And let me make sure I've got you. So,
well,
Rob,
thank you very much. This has actually been a nice little surprise. And I got the message, and, you know, I called Monica, and I said, oh, we got to come on, because I don't think she was aware that you were coming on. And this is a nice little surprise. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Okay. And take care, my friend. And I'll see
you
about the I'll look for you in there, and
I'll send it to you on Facebook. No problem.
Okay. With that,
right,
we got 1 minute and about 50 seconds here. Interesting night. We had Jack the Ripper on. we had a whole bunch of different things going on, and just to let you guys know, I'm getting things settled down here. We've had a interesting week here at the property, getting ranches and everything ready, so I'm going to be catching up with myself. And so this week will be see yours truly making a few things kind of come together with personal stuff and garden stuff and repairs. And we had a well problem the other day, so I'm getting that fixed up. So anyway, we're getting our water supply back to normal. Yes, I'll be, as a matter of fact, this weekend I will be sitting with the well completely apart. Anyway, that said, I've got enough to be able to drink right now, and we're making it work. So let's go through the list here. We got American Heroes Radio, Avatar, Beer Hunter, Kathy is here, Cookie 44, Dale Bunner. We got Deb S., Disgruntled Dan, Dominica Amore, Garbage Points, okay, Luna Mist, Michelle 78 is here, Old Crow, Paranormal Guys, Pamela M., let's see, Philly Fever, Quinny, Rob Solana, Spirit Baby 785, and I think that's it for the list. So hello to everybody. Thanks for coming on. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we'll be signing off. And thank you guys. It was good to have you all on, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off. Good night, folks.